It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to pageant success and how those skills can also apply to your everyday life. We want to make sure that this year is your best pageant year ever. And on that note, I know that some of you may already be thinking about New Year's resolutions. It seems a little early, but I've already had some questions about it and some emails. And I want to remind everyone that on my website, there's a free teleseminar that you can listen to live off the website, or you can download to your iPod, about 10 things you can do to have your best pageant year ever. To listen to that teleseminar, just go to www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, pageantinterviewcoach.com, and select the products tab, and you'll see that is the first thing, 10 things to have your best pageant year ever. You can just listen to that at your convenience as you get ready for your fabulous New Year's resolutions so that you can be pageant fab in 2009. I also want to let everyone know that I have finally, yes, I finally did it, everyone. I finally updated the client comments on the homepage of my website. I've been so busy coaching over the last 18 months that there are several major title holders who had sent me lovely comments that I didn't have a chance to post. And I want you to know that I finally did it. Yay! And the website comments are up. So you can go to the homepage of pageantinterviewcoach.com, scroll down underneath the text that explains a little bit about myself, and you're going to be able to see comments from people like Crystal Stewart, Miss USA, Brooke Daniels, Miss Texas USA, Lane Berry, Mrs. International, Jana Altman, Miss International, as well as Susie Boots, former Mrs. International. So check out the website because I know you're all waiting for those photos and comments, and I appreciate your patience. I actually got emails about it, and they're up, and we appreciate the ladies for sharing their insights and thoughts about how pageant coaching has helped them. Even if you don't hire myself, everyone, you need to get a pageant coach in order to be an elite contestant. I also want to remind everyone that the Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is available as a Christmas gift. Yes, we do have a few still available. You can buy it as a gift for yourself or for your favorite pageant friend, or put it on a gift wish list for your parents or your husband, your boyfriend, your best girlfriend. It's a fabulous audio CD that includes there are approximately 45 to 50 minute sessions, where I go through all the things you need to do to be able to master the interview at your pageant. I've had lots and lots of people take that teleseminar, the last one I finally actually recorded, because I had so many requests from people who weren't able to participate in the teleseminar but wanted to get the information. So we did record it, and we put it on an audio CD for you. Not only is the audio CD available, but we also have the typed transcript, so you can listen to the audio CD, and then once you've listened to it several times, maybe you just have a quick question, you can flip through the transcript to find that specific topic or that specific information and refer to that in order to answer your question and get started in mastering your pageant interview. So that's still available, and it's still at the introductory price. I called, I begged, and got another shipment at the introductory price of just under $100. If you want to order yours today or get one for a friend, just go to www.tinyurl.com/PAG for pageant, PAG dash, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, P as in Paul, I as in interview, MTPI for mastering that pageant interview. That URL again is www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI, and that should take you to the checkout so you can get yours on your way. And all of the CDs that are ordered from now until 2 weeks before Christmas will receive complimentary gift wrap from the Fulfillment House. So that's always fun. It can either be a gift for you or a gift for a friend. So that's what we're doing here to help make your holidays fabulous. Well, we have a very exciting planned show for you today. It seems like this is a time of year when contestants everywhere are thinking about losing those last few pounds in order to prepare for their pageant. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking with some contestants who have lost in excess of 50 pounds on their way to their titles, as well as a contestant who excels in the fitness aspect of her competition. I also want to mention that we're trying out an idea here on Pageant Talk Radio. As you know, there are several new pageant communities on the internet that are offering a way for contestants and contestant families and directors and pageant fans to network. And one of those is mypageantplace.com, www.mypageantplace.com. And would like to hear from those of you who are members of mypageantplace.com and let us know if you would like to form a weight loss and fitness goals group for 2009. I know that most of you are either competing in the next 2 weeks or are on break until after the first of year and perhaps going to be setting fitness goals for 2009. And so we look forward to hearing from you as to whether or not you would like Pageant Talk Radio to set up a group where you can all communicate with each other and cheer each other on and encourage each other and celebrate those weight loss successes, as well as offer words of encouragement when you're having a little bit of frustration. So send us an email at info@pageantinterviewcoach.com. I momentarily forgot my own website. Send us an email at info@pageantinterviewcoach.com, or you can post a message on mypageantplace.com and let us know if you'd be interested in a group weight loss and fitness goal group to support everyone and encourage them as they're moving forward. Well, as I said, we're going to be talking about weight loss on today's show. And if you would like to add a question or a comment, you can give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a current title and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. And if you'd prefer to have your just first name announced, that's perfectly fine, too. Some people love to have their full name announced, and some people just love to have their first name announced. Whatever you want to do is fine, but would love to hear any questions or comments you might have. Our phone number is 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're looking forward to hearing from you about our exciting show. Well, as I mentioned, almost every pageant contestant is constantly working to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and it's not uncommon for contestants to set specific weight loss goals to get ready for their pageant. And my guests today are champions of weight loss and pageant fitness and are here to share their weight loss secrets with you. My first guest is Tiffany Lloyd, and she's the reigning Miss Black Louisiana USA and made history by being selected from the National Pageant Office to compete in 2009. She's also a PhD candidate at Southern University A&M College in Baton Rouge, majoring in public policy, and she lost 51 pounds on the way to her title. She's a motivational speaker and sings beautifully and is in the process of finishing up a book entitled Loving the Unlovely, a self-esteem guide for young girls. She's a pageant veteran who's been competing for nearly 10 years. Tiffany, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie, for having me.
It's so great to have you. So most people looking at you today, Tiffany, and I've seen Tiffany in person, everyone, most people would never guess that you had a weight problem. Tell us a little bit about where you were at the point where you decided you needed to lose some weight.
Well, I've been competing in pageants for about 10 years, and I noticed that I was never winning, and it was at one point where at the beginning of me starting out in pageants, I was winning, and then I noticed that, you know, in the middle of those 10 years, I wasn't winning. And so when I would look at myself and I would look at the other girls, I would notice that they were more fit, they were more, you know, slim and trim. And then when I would look at myself in the mirror and then we would have swimsuit competitions, I would always wear one piece because I just didn't like my body and I didn't like what I, you know, saw when I looked in the mirror. And so it wasn't until I was ready, and I didn't so much do it for the pageant. Of course, part of it was for the pageant, but I did it for me because I think that when you are competing in any pageant, you have to believe in yourself and you have to love yourself. And so it wasn't until I decided to go on to become Miss Black Louisiana and go and compete in the Miss Black USA pageant, and I was working out a lot, and I lost about 25 pounds for the pageant. And when I got back from the pageant, I wasn't quite satisfied. So I pretty much cut back on what I was eating. You know, I was staying away from Baskin-Robbins and then ice cream and, you know.
My favorite.
Right. And going to Burger King and McDonald's and things like that. And I started, you know, eating healthy, you know, eating more fruits and vegetables and cutting out, you know, a lot of the cold drinks, you know, drinking water. And so just started, you know, instead of working out on one day a week, working out three times a day. So that's pretty much, so now, you know, you mentioned 51 pounds, but I just came back from the doctor about 2 weeks ago, so now I'm at 55 pounds.
55, so how exciting. So were you following a specific diet, or was it just cutting back on portion sizes and changing the types of foods you were eating?
Well, of course, when you're working out about three times a day, it's going to, of course, just curb your appetite tremendously. And when I say that I work out three times a day, you know, I would get up about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning because I do have a full-time job. And I would walk for about 30 minutes. And then in the evening time, instead of going to McDonald's or somewhere, a Dairy Queen to eat, I would just put on some comfortable shoes and just take a light brisk walk for about 20 minutes. And then in the evening time, you know, after I had class or after I got off work, I would go to the gym and I would work out for about 45 minutes. So that would pretty much, I wasn't hungry, you know, I didn't have that big appetite like I used to. So what I did was that I started eating more fruits and vegetables and started drinking a lot of water. And I really for a long period of time where you couldn't pay me to eat a hamburger, french fries. I really cut back on a lot of meat, period. So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, how I lost the 55.
Now, I'm sure that there were some ups and downs along the way, because there always is when you're taking on any big goal, whether it's weight loss or something else. How did you stay inspired and motivated? Were there setbacks along the way? And if so, how did you stay up and focused towards your goal?
Oh, yeah, of course there were setbacks. You know, a lot of times, you know, I just wanted to give up, you know. And it wasn't until that I believed that I could lose the weight, and I had to get it out of my mind of not just doing it for the pageant, but doing it for me. Because a lot of times we can do something just for one goal, and then we lose track and lose focus. And so it wasn't until that I realized that I needed to love me, despite if I was Miss Black Louisiana or I was just Tiffany, just a college student. And so I did not, Valerie, like what I saw when I looked in the mirror. I saw this fat, out-of-shape woman that needed to lose weight. And so it went far beyond of seeing other girls that were fit and slim and trim. And no, I did not starve myself. No, I did not become anorexic or bulimic or taking those diet pills. I do not encourage that at all. I believe in doing it the right way and just working out. And, you know, there were days, Valerie, where I just did not want to get out of the bed and work out. There were times.
Right. We've all felt that way.
Right. There were times that I wanted to eat a hamburger, but then I had to look at the big picture, and the big picture was what I wanted to see, you know. And I knew that, you know, in order to get things in life, you have to make some sacrifices, and I did. And so I had to sacrifice eating that Whopper into substituting and eating that salad. And I tell you, when you lose weight and when you eat healthy, you feel good, you sleep better, you just feel like a brand new person. I feel like a complete brand new person. And it's so funny, you know, that you say that, because it's a lot of people now that don't recognize who I am now.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm a little taken back by that. You know, I was never so much a fat girl. You know, I was about a size 8, 10. I was pretty much like a solid 10. You know, I can wear some 8s, but now I'm like in the 4s now, you know, almost in a 2 now. So, you know, I love what I see when I look in the mirror. And so when you're in the pageant system, it's all about loving who you are and looking in the mirror and saying, whether you are a pageant girl or just a regular around-the-way girl, that you love who you are and you love what you see.
Right. Well, I think that's great advice. Joining us with this fabulous advice is Tiffany Lloyd, Miss Black Louisiana USA. And to check out Tiffany's email address, if you'd like to email her about her weight loss success, you can contact her at missblacklouisiana2008@yahoo.com. And to check out more information about her, just visit her website at ephodnet, ephodnet.com/Tiffany. And we'll have that link on the website for you guys later. Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you'll keep us posted at the Miss Black USA pageant.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Tiffany. Take care.
Okay.
Well,
bye-bye.
My next guest has an even more amazing weight loss story, if that's possible. Rebecca Crozen has been involved in the pageant industry for more than 19 years as a contestant, director, judge, and fan. She's also a certified facilitator for the Dove Campaign for Real Beauty and promotes her program Celebrate You, which you can find at www.celebrateyoucampaign.blogspot.com. She celebrates her program throughout the mid-Atlantic states as well as internationally. Through Celebrate You, Rebecca promotes positive body image for women of all ages and strives to empower adolescents for improved self-esteem. Rebecca, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Valerie. I'm excited to be here, and you and I have talked about this topic before, so I'm glad that you're bringing it to the, you know, to the program.
We have talked about this topic. I have coached Rebecca, who is fabulous, by the way.
And thank you.
The thing that impresses Rebecca, you know this, your before and after pictures.
Yes, ma'am. It's a big difference. 200 pounds is a lot of weight to lose, and it takes a long time to do that. It doesn't happen overnight. You did overnight, and you're not going to take it off overnight.
Right. Although some days I do feel like I put it on overnight. I just want you to know.
Oh, yeah, you do, especially with the holidays coming.
Yes, it feels like, you know, you look at a cheesecake and you gain 5 pounds.
I know.
But tell me, how did you come to the realization that you needed to lose some weight and that you personally needed to take control?
Do you know, I was 28 years old when I had my moment. You know, in life you take a long journey, and it's usually the quick moments in which you make a decision. And my daughter, who was a year and a half at the time, was playing in the front yard. And I was at the time 350 pounds. And I stood at the front door watching her play because I couldn't join her. I had asthma, borderline hypertension, my back was bad, my knees were bad, so I couldn't move very well. And so I was an onlooker in her life. And I decided at that moment, that is not the mother that I wanted to be, or I will continue to be in the future. So it was that day that I picked up the phone and called my doctor, because I do think with any weight loss, you need to consult a physician. We should say that right off the bat. You need to check with a physician or a nutritionist. And I sat in
because an unhealthy weight loss is A, going to result in an unhealthy contestant, and is no way to win a title.
No, it's not. It's really not. And I sat with the doctor, and the doctor looked at me just a few days later than that. And again, I was 28 years old, and she very politely told me that if I didn't do something about it, I would not be around to see my daughter graduate high school.
Because so you were, in fact, morbidly obese.
I was morbidly obese, and I had a few decisions that I needed to make. And I had tried, probably like everyone else, you know, you try this program or this program, and they just were not working. And at that weight, at that age, I had very few options left for me. And my weight loss came in the form of two phases, really. The first phase, the first 100 pounds, came as a result of what some might call extreme, but I did have a gastric bypass, which affords you the opportunity to lose the weight. However, it actually makes you work three times as hard, because you have to completely change your lifestyle. Your behavior modifications are extreme. Your portion control is much different. And the amount of intake that you have is different, along with the amount of energy that you have to expend. So my first 100 pounds came as a result of that, and I plateaued for about a year and a half after that. And then I went back to the doctor and worked with a nutritionist. And from that point on, we really had to evaluate what I was eating, you know, cutting out your starches, your sugars, a lot of your white foods, which I'm a bread eater, so that was a big one for me.
I'm a huge fan of white food.
So I had to cut those out. And, of course, just like Tiffany said, you increase your water and you increase those things that will naturally benefit your body. And that portion of the weight loss took almost 2 years at that point to lose the next 100 pounds. So 6 years later, I'm at a point where, you know, a lot of competitors will say, I'm tall. So at 5'9", I'm very tall. But a lot of competitors will say, oh, I don't know if I want to be a size 8 or 10. I'm so excited to be a size 8 or 10. I used to be a size 30.
Right. So, and, you know, and you're a beautiful woman. For people who haven't seen your photos, check them out on Celebrate Your Campaign, celebrateyoucampaign.blogspot.com. But go ahead.
Oh, well, and thank you very much, Valerie. And I, you know, part of what I do as a spokesperson and a facilitator is try to demonstrate to all women, and I don't care if you're involved in the pageant industry or in your everyday life, but it really, irregardless of what your size is, you know, take the size, cut the tag out of your pants, and realize that you are who you are regardless of what your tag size says. It's really simple, and you can be empowered and have your own confidence, and don't be misled by what, you know, and there are some wonderful pageant coaches out there, and I love them, but we really need to guide our contestants into believing in themselves and not believing what the dress size is.
Right. I totally agree with you. It's not about the dress size. And there are several. As a matter of fact, I can think of the top of my head one, Miss USA, who went on to place in the top five at Miss Universe, who I'm sure was never a size two just because she's a tall, big-boned girl, and she never let that be a problem for her. Well, we're talking with Rebecca Crozen about her amazing and inspirational weight loss. It's time for a short break, but stay with us, and we'll be right back with more of my conversation about with Rebecca about how she stays motivated and inspired. And then I'll also be joined by a contestant who's an expert at fitness and knows how to shed those last few pounds. So stay with us. We'll be right back on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes three audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, three tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus two secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today, or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.